The NPL show is brought to you in association with EvoStick. Get stuck in.
In what is fast shaping up to be one of the most exciting run-ins in 2015, welcome back to the officially award-winning magnet. They won an award, didn't they?
Pub of the Year.
Pub of the Year in Stockport.
No. Pub of the Year in
South Manchester and Stockport.
And like, quite right, too.
And we're going for the Nationals next.
We?
Well, I mean, yeah, I drink enough to suggest that perhaps it's a we.
So welcome to February's edition of the EvoStick NPL show here from the award-winning Magnet. And everyone's got drinks, so we're ready to go. Everyone being, to my left, Swampy from FCO Radio and Five Live.
Good evening.
Ian Burke, Berkey from 26NIL and BBC Radio Manchester.
Hello.
From the NPL Facebook group, also sponsored by EvoStick, we've got James Hayes.
Evening.
And from the future award-winning blog, The Non-League Review, it's Stuart James.
Good evening, Ben.
And also Chief Scout now.
Chief Scout.
And also reporter and pretty much everything else that's happened at Stockport County.
Right, so, welcome to this month's show. Let's get things started. Joking aside, it is shaping up to be quite an exciting run-in. We've been alluding to it for a while at Skelmersdale. Perhaps we're about to get swallowed up by the chasing pack. It's happened now. Stuart James has urged forward there, so I'm going to go to him first. What do you reckon, Stu?
Yeah, they've fallen to fourth now from being a 3 points clear at the top. Well, 11 points clear, I think, last time we spoke. They've fallen to fourth now. All the teams are starting to catch them up and overtaken. And I can't see it being long until they do actually fall out of the playoff places with Workington, Curzon and Buxton behind them with games in hand and not that many points behind them.
Could they get relegated?
I think they're just about safe.
Now, Berkey, you've not been here for the last couple of months.
Well, I only missed last month.
It's been long. It feels like forever.
You've been missing, you're trying to say.
Yeah. What do you reckon then to this running at the moment? Because we've got FC United now out in front. Are they going to stay there?
They should do. However, they've got two massive games coming up against Ilkeston, haven't they? If they beat them, then obviously it's their title. But if Ilkeston win it, then I just don't know which way it's going to go. It is between them two. I'm officially declaring it a two-horse race.
So from a Radio Manchester perspective, you're basically saying Ashton United, no way.
I'm saying it's extremely unlikely. Although, I tell you what, they've far surpassed my expectations of this season. We had Paul Phillips in the studio back in October. This is when they just got Dale Johnson back, and they were down the bottom end. I think they were 18th or 19th, and asked him what are your aspirations for this year, and he said, "Well, we want to win it." And I nearly choked on me whatever I was drinking at the time. And
we're giving a BBC probably Carver or
something
like that. Maybe some champagne.
It was swanky. Was it swanky?
Says the man who last night at Russia was going on about frying kale. Anyway, keep going.
And I thought he'd gone crackers, to be honest. But he was deadly, deadly serious about it. And he explained, "Well, look, we're building the squad again, and I genuinely think we're going to have a better team than we had this time last year, or even towards the end of last season." And you know what? He's been proven bang on. Ashley Young, he's come on leaps and bounds this season. He's a cracking player, in holding things together in the centre of the pack. You've got a proper battering ram up there in Martin Pilkington and Dale Johnson as well. Michael Oates, who's there, all right, he's not the most dynamic of players maybe, but I tell you what, he knows where the back of the net is. And given half a chance, he's going to score goals for him, but he's on the bench mainly at the minute.
You've also missed out there, though, with Cale Coppin as well, who's
top
quality. But I think you're dead right with Young. You know, he's in the middle of the park, and they're a very, very good team. So I wouldn't count them out in regards to anything at this moment in time. For me, there's been a lot of issues and a lot of problems at Skem, you know, and it's unfortunate really, because when you see a team that have been top for the vast majority of the season to have such a decline as they have, if Skem hadn't played 38 and were the same points at 34, you'd say, okay, I expect them to perhaps stay in the playoff position, but because they've played 38, I expect them fully to come out of there. For me, the team although they got beat in midweek at home against Ilkeston, which is an amazing result considering Ilkeston got beat 4-0 by Curzon only recently. I still believe that Blyth Spartans, with the games that they've got, for me, they're going to be in. They will be in there. For me, the season will finish with FC United winning the league, Ilkeston in there, Ashton in there, Workington in there, and indeed Blyth Spartans in there. I don't think Curzon, I don't think Buxton are going to make it. And I also, and I've said it on a few occasions, it's an outside chance. Barwell could do something, possibly. Yeah. There's an outside chance there. But I really believe it's FC United season.
Sorry, I do have to interrupt you there, Swampy, because a light bulb appears to have just flashed.
I know, I pretty about to be brought back to maybe March of last year or something. He's about to tell me something I said.
Well, I want to do a record-breaking U-turn, because I just said that Ashton have got no chance at all, but that was without realising they're just 1 point behind Ilkeston.
Yes.
The thing is, if
league
FC
tables
United,
are good, aren't they? Are they just,
if FC United and Ilkeston draw these two games with each other, that leaves the door wide
open. We're only playing them once.
I thought it was twice.
No, Workington is the
one.
Workington twice.
FC United have to go to have Workington at home and the last game of the season away to Workington,
which everyone here is describing as boom banger bang.
Well, it is boom banger bang, but at the same time, I believe FC United will have wrapped the league up by then. In that case,
no chance.
Well, Alan, no chance to what? You were clear. James Hayes, over to you.
Yeah, I was saying last week about about who's net, and obviously I ruled out Blyth unless they won every game. I think the one thing they say, unless results went their way, Blyth are going to have a miracle to get up there. But it's happened.
But it's 12 points. It's up to Workington.
Exactly. But a couple of weeks ago, you're looking at 18-19, and the point where every game in hand counted. Now results have gone their way, and they can see themselves really back in the playoff race. Robbie Dale's got his scoring boots back on. He was one, obviously, at the nominations recently. He was one of the most nominated players going for the.
And quite rightly, you know, exactly. Fairness, because, you know, what's he done? You know, we've seen him, you know, not only has he scored all through the season, he's, 200 appearances for them, the club captain. But you're right, he has been top draw. If he can keep on scoring for them, he will be, for me, right there for player of the year. And equally, I think Blyth, and it's testament, they've kept the players, haven't they? Because there's three or four of them. Alloa were looking at them, as they were with the players at Newcastle Town. But I think Robbie, and they've got a quality team, Blyth. Right. And, you know, for me, I can just see there's a blip against Ilkeston, who are a very, very good team.
Well, that game could have gone either way, really, couldn't it?
But if you can get beat 4-0 by Curzon, and no disrespect to Curzon, you know, because they're a good team as well, but Curzon have been up and down a little bit, and Ilkeston have showed a lot of sort of like good quality all the way through the last sort of like latter part of the season.
Well, who saw Curzon huge draw with Belper?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of him.
Don't go there. No, do go there. You know why you want to go there? They've got some of the best real ale houses. There's a pig slaughterhouse in Belper, right?
That has
the old blood drip tray where these come down. The beer is in barrels at the back. It's about the size of this room here. There's an open fire. There's brilliant beer. Go to Belper, love. Go to Belper. It's beautiful. The fans are fantastic. The people are wonderful. There's a hosiery bed. Do you know this? I'm going to tell you this quickly. There's a hosiery. Because Belper, this is the last time I speak about Belper. There's a hosiery, my dear, at the side of the ground. And the reason being is because all the other towns were mining towns, my dear. Mining towns. And there's a hosiery. And all the men, love. They used to come in. Into Belper to see the ladies of the hosiery.
If you're from the east side of the Pennines or from the Midlands, you haven't got a clue how good that impression actually was.
That's my best impression I think I've ever done.
With regards to
Blyth Spartans, they've obviously had the FA Cup run, and all eyes are now looking at the league for Blyth Spartans. The crowds are up, all 400 plus. Have they got momentum, and has Ilkeston stolen the wind?
Of course they've got momentum, but the thing is, I don't think they're going to win the league. They've got too much to do. Too many games in hand, but they're a very good shout for the playoffs. I'm going to change my mind yet again. I think Workington are now going to win the league because they play that particular brand of doer Cumbrian football, which works wonders against the likes of FC United, who struggle against, to be honest, cloggers. Barwell, for instance, drew 0-0 there on the first game of the season, and you said yourself, they were brutal. They just not lumps out of you, didn't they? And that's the kind of thing that Workington are going to
do. It was a very quick learning curve for FC United. That's why they're top, because they've actually beaten Cloggers.
Say,
and there's nothing wrong with Cloggers.
Workington, we're not saying you're Cloggers.
I've not seen them for a couple of, I've not seen them this season or last season, to be honest.
Stuart James.
While Swampy was on his rant there, I was just looking at this month's fixtures coming up, and
that's why I gave you the opportunity. You can look under your old iPhone there.
Appreciate that. Checking some of the fixtures, there's some interesting fixtures this month. Ilkeston play Workington, Workington play FC United, FC United play Ilkeston, Buxton play Curzon, Ashton United play Blyth. All the teams up at the top, there's a couple of games where they're all playing each other.
Buxton are out of it though, aren't they?
Yeah, I still think
they're coming in the league.
So I've not shown up tonight.
But it's obviously, it's going to get towards the end of the season, it's going to get clearer, but this month is going to be a big test that teams around can actually get in there, because you said doors can open for other teams. If a draw, 3 points become one, these teams around them can sneak in there. So
that sounds like a Spice Girls song
I've been asked to get Spice Girls songs into the
well, don't worry, we're there.
What's happened with Buxton then? Because they were right
do you really
there,
want to know? Well, I'll tell you what
you really, really want to
know. I'll tell you
no, because Harding Sutton, they were firing on all cylinders, weren't they, at the start of the season? Well, have they gone off the boils?
Did one of them go for a trial elsewhere? Is that not I'm sure, did one go to Carlisle on trial?
I think from a Buxton perspective, I mean, I've watched this season, I would say the best 45 minutes of football I've seen all season was Buxton versus FC United and Manchester. Buxton were immense.
It was like watching Pro Evolution Soccer.
It was just like wallop. The problem I think they've had this season is they've not been able to maintain it for 90 minutes, and that's been a problem. They've got a great forward line, they've got some great players in there, and again, you know, they've done really well to stay where they are all season. I think it's a little bit too much for them this season. You know, they're only a point in front of Barwell on the same games, and that's why. That would be, and I said it, I think, last month and the month before, and I think the month before that, Barwell, we've played against now...
Eight times this year.
We have played about eight times, and I know, I think...
Played them in the Manchester Premier Cup for some reason as well.
Curzon have played them about 100 times as well. But they're a resolute hard team. The other team to bear in mind, and they're a little bit out of it at this moment in time, though, and again, Hales Owen, as a team... are very, very hard to beat. They will have a say, and just an award-winning beer being provided. That's very, very much appreciated.
Why haven't we got a runner?
Because Ben, you are who you are, and his beard's bigger than yours. Hales Owen will have a say in this league this year, because they've got teams amongst the top that are going to be playing against them. They're very hard to break down. They've got Christie up top, and he's a good unit, good player. They're a good team. You know, FC United didn't struggle against them because it was a very even contest, and it was a bit of quality that separated the two teams. Just very briefly, for next season, this division with the teams that are going to come into it, by goodness me, it's going to be even harder. We talked about it with Barwell. Not with Barwell, sorry. We talked about it with the guys at Rushall Olympic this week, and they're in agreement. It's the toughest division that you can ever be in. There's not a hard... The Conference North, I'll be dead honest with you, I think you could quite easily have the roles reversed, and this could be the Conference North.
Listen,
as the quality is there, more than for me in the Conference North.
At this moment in time, it's now time to go to our Hyde correspondent. Hello. Hyde.
Yes,
are you there?
Listen, Ben, I've said this for years. If you swap the top half of the Evostick Premier, and actually, the top 10 in the Evostick Prem, and the top two from the Evostick First Division North, you're gonna and put them into the Conference North, take out the bottom half of the Conference North, that division's gonna be so strong. It really, really is. The bottom half sides in the Conference North aren't anything special, to be honest. They're really not. But I tell you, it's such a competitive division, this. And I love it.
I think you're right, you know, and that's the reason why I mentioned that, because Rushall was saying that they don't want to go back to the Southern League. He said the Southern League, in comparison to the Northern Prem, it doesn't compete.
They
doesn't
don't
compare.
Even have their own podcast.
No. Don't even have their own Facebook group.
No, on Facebook group. What are you now?
And you get charged for transferring players, £10.
What? Anyway, is there anyone out of this list? I mean, we've not really mentioned Curzon. We've not really mentioned Grantham Town.
Well, I think they've got Hales Owen, haven't they, coming up Curzon? I mean, John Fland was... he was behind us listening to the commentary last week and asking questions about certain players and this, that and the other. Curzon this season have done terrifically well.
Yeah.
Let's not forget
it's
that.
It's the first season at this
it's
level.
It is the first season at this level, and they've held their own, and for large parts of the season, they were playing some great, great football, and they are, you know, the one thing they have at Curzon against quite a lot of other clubs, in all fairness, is they have the facilities, they have the stadia, you know, they have everything at their disposal. They've also got a manager that can bring in good quality players, people want to play for them, and they play some good, terrific football. I think it's just a little bit too much for them. I did say in the last month, or the month before, in fact, when our jet setter, our Hungarian jet setter was here, I said, Buxton and yourself won't get into the playoffs this season. Next season, they'll compete even more, I would have thought. And it'd be great to be proven wrong, because you want the people that you get to know quite well, and obviously people that have been doing this show for a little while. But again, you know, they will improve. But again, we're looking forward already, because, you know, regardless whether FC United and Manchester actually have got promoted or not, we're going to be doing this. And it's going to be a great, great, great division next year.
Right, so that is the end of part one.
Amy can still make it.
Possibly could.
Into Evo Stick North.
Speaking of which, coming up next is an interview with Andrew Simpson from the Northwich Guardian, where we're going to be discussing relegation and his tips for relegation this year. And then when we come back at the end of this little interval, we'll have another drink, and we'll
discussing. You've only got £2 left.
Yeah, that's true. And we'll be discussing relegation. So from everyone here at the Magnet, here's Andrew Simpson.
Hello, Andrew.
Go on, Simo.
Right, for a look now. Well, there's only one place we can go. To the original harbinger of doom himself. It's Andrew Simpson from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian. Hello, Andy. You all right?
I'm well. Are you?
I'm not so bad. Right, good. So we've got you on because you do have a horse in this race, if you will. You cover Witton Albion. But it's an interesting set of issues that are... Because we've got Ramsbottom United with so many games in hand over everyone else. Marine, it looks like, have been cut adrift, but everyone seems to be winning. And now Kings Lynn, Whitby Town, Stamford and Ramsbottom have all been dragged into it.
Yeah, I think that's the story at the moment, in that I think on previous podcasts that we've done, or certainly on the monthly one, when the conversation has been about kind of teams in the middle of the table, the ones that everybody wants to play at this time of the season, because they've got less kind of riding on their fixtures. But the form of Matlock in particular, and we've seen how their season has turned upside down in the space of a few weeks, appears to have quite slowly dragged other sides into the mix. And even as recently as Tuesday night, Witton beating Stourbridge to move on to 38 points. They're now only 3 points behind Whitby, who have slipped below Matlock. So you're starting to... Names are starting to enter the frame that we really weren't contemplating that long ago. And I think that's a good thing if I'm looking at it from a Witten perspective. You want as many teams in the mess as possible, really. And it'll be interesting to kind of see how the Whitbys and the Kings Lynns react in the next few weeks, because they maybe have got themselves into a mental state of, well, we're not going to go in the playoffs, but we're not going to go down. We're kind of, you know, just meandering along nicely to the end of the season. And whether they kind of are able to react. So that's what I'll be keeping an eye on. And certainly if Witton and Nantwich have won games in recent weeks, and certainly Matlock, who we've already mentioned, if they continue to pick up points, it's going to end up being seven or eight teams battling not to slip into that 21st position. Because like you said at the start, I do think now that that 22nd, 23rd and 24th have gone, if you like. I think the change of manager at Marine felt a lot more to me like an acceptance of defeat rather than making a change with any real hope.
It was an odd one, wasn't it, changing the manager so late in the season?
It was, and I wonder, I mean, I apologise if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure Carl McCauley was on a contract, and I wonder whether they wanted to kind of clear that up and kind of clear the decks ready for sorting out things for next season. There's definitely very much a feel of that at Belper, in that the new managers have gone in and are starting to bring in people that they hope will be good enough to bring them back up again next year. Trafford did make the change a little bit earlier, and whilst there's no question that they have improved in the past few weeks, I was there last weekend and they were desperately unlucky not to beat Witton. They're not turning these improved performances yet into wins. They've drawn games, but they've not turned them into wins. So I think also Graham Heathcote's remit feels a little bit like starting to get things in order for a promotion push next season. And I think Marine, I know they won under the caretaker manager last weekend, I think Marine are kind of doing the same. It's such a late a a late change. I can't help but feel it was like they've gone, we've done everything we can and we're now going to have to kind of accept our fate sort of thing.
Just shy of over 10 games to go this year. How many points do you reckon we're going to need to stay up?
I think it's going to be higher than previously. I mean, this is something that I talked to Tony Sullivan and also to Mark Harris, the chairman at Witton, about. And some time ago now, it's before the key matches they had at Christmas, they'd set in mind a target of getting to 50 points. And, right. and as recently as interviewing Sully after the game on Tuesday, it's exactly the same message. They still think they can only start to breathe easy when they get to 50 points. Now, that feels high, doesn't it? But with the kind of teams at the bottom picking up points at the moment, I think they are pushing up the level that you're going to need. I mean, Ramsbottom are a fascinating example. They're on 37 points, but they've only played 29 games. So everyone's kind of going, oh, look at all the games now, look at all the games. Now, like Trafford, I have seen Ramsbottom recently. They lost at Wincham Park a couple of weeks ago. And if I'm a Ramsbottom supporter, I would be really worried.
And three games a week, they reckon.
It's a big ask. And I really feel for John Robinson because he's having to try and put a team together, get it to gel, and they've got loads resting on every game they go out to play at the moment, and that's a horrible combination for them to be in. I mean, I think I mentioned last time I was on that it's unfair to think that Ramsbottom's fall down the table has coincided with John Robinson going in because they'd only won one of seven, I think, before the change of the two gaffers going over to Salford. So their dip had started before he's gone in. But obviously he's then had to cope with lots of players leaving, having to scramble around trying to sign people. So I think I would be really concerned if I was them. And the other team I'd be really concerned about is Stamford. They still cannot win a home game.
I was about to ask you, there's three clubs, I reckon, who should be a bit concerned. And none of them we actually mentioned properly. Well, we mentioned Frickley, but only at the start of the year. Frickley have only won two away from home.
Yeah.
Kings Lynn have only won two away from home. And Stamford can't win at home at all in the new stadium. So
they really need to, I know we keep saying it, they really do need to address that. You cannot rely on winning enough away games to stay up, in my opinion. And their away record is very good, to be fair. But there's going to reach a point where it'll kind of revert to the mean and they will need to pick up some points at home. Kings Lynn, very similar. I mean, ironically, their terrible away form has cost them probably a chance of challenging for the playoffs. And now we're talking about their terrible away form maybe dragging them deeper down the table because they have lost a couple at home recently as well. Yes. I mean, Rushall went there a couple of weeks ago and scored four, and Workington have won there recently. So even that kind of invincibility they've had at home is starting to slip now as well. So yeah, they should be worried, definitely.
Well, I've seen a transformation in coach travel just in the last 6 months, so I reckon that, you know, that might be helping. Anyway, what's your gut feeling then for the way things are going? I did say on Twitter I wouldn't trick you into saying we're now.
I mean, obviously, Witton are still right in the thick of it. I'm not, you know, there's no sugarcoating of that. What I will say is they are now four unbeaten. They are heading in the right direction. Their fixture list, you know, if I sat down with Mark Harris and said, right, who do you want to play in the 11 game? It's almost perfect for them. They've got 7 of 11 games at home. Loads of the teams they're playing are teams around them in the table. And even the away games they've got to go to Nantwich, Frickley and Stamford. So direct rivals you want to take points off if you can. So all the managers roll out the cliche, we want it to be in our own hands. Well, Witton can't ask, you know, really for a better fixture list. So and people might say, well, clear, of course he's going to say this, but I do think they will be okay. I do think that they will stay up. I'll go back. I think Ramsbottom, Stamford, I would be really concerned about. But what I will say is that I don't think the pitch is going to become clear until right. I think it is going to the wire. And that's not me copying out. I think it is going to go right down to the end. There's lots of head-to-heads. I'll look at the fixture list today. There's lots of head-to-heads of people playing each other at the bottom. So I will be amazed if we're not... I'm not saying it's going to go to the last afternoon, but I'll be amazed if it's resolved, say, with 2 weeks to spare or anything like that. I think we are going to go down pretty close. If you want me to make a prediction,
I do.
Okay. I won't bottle it. I think the bottom four as it is now will be the four that go.
Right. Okay. Well, I do have to say this is with the title race at the top and this race for 21st to not fall down the trapdoor, it's one of the best seasons for a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think we should celebrate that. And I know that Swampy said a couple of times he doesn't feel the level of the league is as good as it was in previous years. I think he's 100% right. I think when we've seen outstanding teams like Chester, like Halifax, and even when North Ferriby won it and Chorley last year in Fylde, I think we've had teams where we've kind of known that they're a little bit ahead of everybody else. But to have it wide open, to have so much, I mean, I'm sure you talked about it last night. I think the fifth place is going to be an interesting race for that as well. I think the title race isn't done yet, although lots of people are starting to kind of, you know, metaphorically pay out on FC United. FC United's fixture list is you've got big games, head-to-heads with Workington, Ilkeston. There's some work to do, let's put it that way. Yeah. So that it's not as done as people are starting to say it is. And as you said, I mean, we've listed in this conversation maybe six, seven teams in a battle not to finish 21st. I think that's great for the league. It's great for... certainly me, as someone who's reporting on it, it might not be great for the fans of those teams that are trying not to get relegated, but I think it's healthy that we've got genuine races that, with the greatest of respect, in previous seasons, I don't think we've had, certainly for the title. I think, you know, we've suffered from not having a really good title race for a while, haven't we? Mm-hmm. So I think that's great. And I think we should, whilst, yes, it's true, the standard may be slightly lower, I think the kind of competition... He's better for it in a weird way, if that makes sense.
Andrew Simpson from the Mid Cheshire Guardian. Welcome to the monthly show. I don't think you've ever been on it before.
No, I'm not sure that I have.
So well done, you've made it. Congratulations.
Successful debut, yeah. And I, you know, Ramsbottom fans will be really unhappy with that.
Andrew Simpson, just before you go, would you like to plug your Twitter feed and all you do?
Yes, you can follow me at @Simo_on_sports. I will mainly be at Witten Games, but as I have done in the past couple of weeks, if I do get a chance, I am going to try and see a couple of other NPL games before the season's out. And topically, perhaps FC United Ilkeston on Tuesday. I'm hoping to be down for that. Really looking forward to that.
Oh, I've got to be playing Ilkeston on Tuesday. I had no idea. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
Better have a couple of Lions. anyway, thank you, Ander, and speak to you soon.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
No, I'm starting.
Warriors.
Start with that. I saw the Warriors the other day. That was a really good film. Oh. What a mince. My mate Tim's favourite film of all time.
Superb.
It's a great film. Netflix, isn't it? I mean, it's
then
very...
you can start this list of this off by going, yeah. Okay, boppers out there. Time to go to the second half.
Can you dig it?
Looks like the top of the league's been sorted. Now down to the relegation. Can you dig it?
Riffs. Yeah, right. Can you dig it? 50,000 strong, with affiliate 70,000.
I've never watched it. Anyway, welcome back.
Great film.
Welcome back to part two.
Part two!
Of February's EvoStick NPL show, here live from the award-winning Magnet.
I think the drink's already flowing, to be honest.
I need a wee.
No, you don't. Right, so that was Andrew Simpson there predicting, who knew that Witt and Albion were going to be his top choice for relegation this year.
What?
But there you go. I'm joking. Right, okay. So,
you'll need a new suit for the next division.
Whatever Simo says, I agree with him. He knows more about football.
Well, this is the thing.
Cheshire East or whatever it is.
Dear listener at home, we're recording this a day before the interview with Andrew Simpson, so we've no idea what Andrew Simpson actually said.
But we still agree with him.
But let's try and second guess what he said.
I agree.
Belper Town, 18 points from safety.
I'd say the relegated
is Stuart James's point.
Isn't it strange though? I mean, teams at the bottom of the table putting in good results against teams at the top end of the table. Belper on Monday night against Curzon Ashton, 2-2 draw.
Belper are a club that FC and I played very recently, and the hospitality was superb as a club.
Did you know there's a pub nearby which is stroke an abattoir?
I hope you left that earlier in from earlier on. Great little club. Cheesy chips and gravy, which was much maligned by a lot of people in the queue.
For my
co-commentator Emily Maguire that day. And chips and peas with a host of mint sauce. £4.50 for the two.
Anyway,
and we're talking, not on the peas.
On the peas, all that.
Minted peas.
We're talking big trays as well.
I think minted peas is very much a Northern Premier League thing, I think.
And the best minted peas
again,
and chips.
If we're talking about the Southern League, again, no podcast, no Facebook group, no minted peas.
Well, just no gravy.
And no gravy either.
No.
So let's discuss Trafford
plastic
now.
Plastic forks as well, as the old wooden spoon, wooden ones, they're much better.
Let's discuss Trafford now. And bear Trafford, down. A bit like Belper. There's a bit of light there, isn't there?
There's been a bit of light there all season, though, Ben. They've not been battered off any teams at all. They've been losing 2-1, 3-2, drawing 2-2, 1-1. Last-minute goals, left, right and centre. Graham Heathcote's come in. I can't say he steadied the ship, because the ship's exactly the same as it was before. They're still conceding last-minute goals and losing very narrowly. They've had a big clean-out in the squad, though. Naya's gone, Rory Fallon's gone, Shelton Payne's gone.
Where have they gone?
They've all gone to FC United.
And the manager's gone there as well. Yeah. Well, the ex-manager. Everyone. I mean, everyone's coming to FC.
Everyone's gone to FC United, basically.
And I wish them all the very, very best. They're down this season. There's no question about it. There's no get-out clause. There's no way in any shape or form that they're going to actually go from 24 points to beyond 30 or 40, well, up beyond 38, 40, 45 points, which may be what you're going to need to stay in this division this year.
And we mentioned Marine, for a long time, well, for the last couple of months, they were there just, but the last couple of weeks it's kind of fizzled out for them.
But they won last weekend, didn't they? They've changed the manager now.
It's a strange one, that.
Carl McCauley's left.
It's a strange one, that, for me.
Maybe. They said that there were 12 games left, I think they were said, when the manager left. They've got 12 games left. They're making this change to try and salvage the season. So I don't know whether they're accepting. I don't know whether that's accepting that they're down, and if this manager keeps them up, all's great. They can maybe pass the buck on to what happened before he left. But he started, the caretaker manager player there, Sean Hesse, took over, got a win in his first game in charge. So,
but they're down. There's no question
about
it.
But if any team can bounce back next season,
yes, definitely.
Absolutely.
All the teams who get relegated are going to bounce back.
None are not.
We're saying that's an official Evo Stick MPL show thing. You're all going to bounce back, trust me. Then let's go to the last relegation spot. Of course, we're assuming it's the last relegation spot. AGMs and all that. You know how exciting July is. So, Ramsbottom, Witton Albion, Nantwich Town, Frickle Athletic, Stamford, Whitby Town, Matlock Town, King's Lynn Town?
No.
Gavin Kaner, he said it from King's Lynn Town. He doesn't think they're going to get relegated, but it could go either way.
They're dropping, aren't they?
They are dropping.
They've had a terrible run. Can't win away, and
FC United
the home
Saturday,
form.
This Saturday coming, FC United away again for them. So
the home form's evaporated.
There's two teams, 14th and 17th, I'd like to focus on, because King's Lynn can't win away, Stamford can't win at home. Discuss. Does it matter when you've got teams like Ramsbottom, Witton Albion, Nantwich, Frickley?
Well, we've just talked there that Marine, Trafford and Belper are down, so that leaves one spot. You've got Ramsbottom occupying that spot at the moment, but they've got six games in hand on all the teams around them.
But shoot, you look at this, they've got nine games this month. They've got to play Skem.
Yeah.
They've got to play Stourbridge.
But it's
twice.
That
they've
tight down there.
They've got to play Blythe. They've got to play Grantham.
And we've been saying,
you only need one win to move four places.
But we've been saying on either Stick Extra now for a while that Nantwich, Witton and Matlock can win on their day.
Matlock have won the last five.
Whereas Rammer.
Again, and change in the management.
And Frickley, again, you know, Frickley, you'd say as well, can season, Frickley as well can win on the day. Whereas this club's down there, like Stamford, who think
it'll be Nantwich.
They were basically fighting relegation with one arm tied behind the back.
Witton Albion had a huge result midweek.
Oh yes,
absolutely.
I think they're unbeaten in three now, Witton. So they're
it's something Tony Sullivan needed to really kick him.
Without a shadow of a doubt, I got a sneaky feeling, and I think you may well be right here, Berkey. I said it in the last 2 months, actually. I know there's been a change of management at Nantwich, but they were on a downward spiral. I'd like to see them stay up. I mean, like all the teams to stay up, in all fairness, but that's just, you know,
there's still a chance.
There's always a chance. However, I do feel for Nantwich. I've got a feeling that's you know, they've won 38 points, they've played 35 games. I think Frickley,
Nantwich have won two games in the last three.
they have. I mean, frequently
they're all winning, aren't they? Yeah. At the moment, at the bottom, that's the they're thing. All picking up points.
So, just to say, for those teams
good
down,
luck to everyone,
down the bottom end, we'd like to wish you all the best of luck in the coming months, and to say that, you know,
Matt Locke, last month, month four, and the month before that, and the month before that, everyone thought they were doomed. They're not. They've had a great run. Five wins on the spin. Two words for you: Ted Cribbley. He was on loan at Hyde. Yeah. He's now on loan at Matlock. And I tell you what, he's pulled that team
up. How old
up
is Ted Cribbley? He sounds like a 68-year-old bingo player or something.
I know. I think he's only 22, 23.
Eyes down and here's the fifth game.
As I understand it, he couldn't go out on loan again to another team in the conference.
Was he too young?
Did he ever appear?
Can't go out on loan. I'm too young. My mum can't take
not
me
to
the game.
Team in the conference.
Did he ever appear on Bullseye?
In
one.
So how northern are we? Right. So that is
you and me. You've
got flat caps
on. Flat caps on. And there's four beards around this table.
There's a whippet under it.
I've
as well.
Had a beard for 10 years.
No, I bought it. To be honest,
oh, just
a beard.
That's
I bought it
as well.
Have you seen him with a beard?
See, that's an old joke. You remember that old joke? So whippet, no, I bought it.
So that is the end of part two of this month's Evo Stick NPL show.
Special prize!
Coming up next...
Beer!
We're going to be talking to...
Beer and fags!
Yes, and Robin's going to talk to you, dear listener, about Division 1 South, because let's be honest, we've really done bad at that for the last...
Well, since we've been doing it.
18 months.
We've tried.
We've tried. We've given it a go. But
I've been to a game.
Basically.
Two games. I went to two games.
We've called time. So Robin Gray is going to do all your Division 1 South.
Robin Gray is fantastic. You know, it's like question time with Robin Gray. Let's be honest. We've offered them the opportunity. They've not taken it. At last, someone has decided to take the mantle. Well done, Robin Gray.
So we're going to discuss Division 1 South next. And then on the return back to the Magnet, it's Division 1 North.
Chin chin.
Right, for a look now and to cover off a bit of a blind spot on the NPL show, we're joined by the Staffordshire Football Show's very own Robin Gray. Hello, Robin, you okay?
Yeah, hi, Ben. Nice to speak to you again.
It's nice to have you back on. It's been too long.
Yeah.
In the past couple of months, we've been discussing Michelover Sports, Newcastle Town, Sutton Coldfield Town have been out in front for a while. But in the last couple of weeks, it's kind of become Michelover's league to lose now, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has to some extent. Obviously, when you look at the league table, they've got some games in hand. They've made some very shrewd signings this season as well, and they're looking like the outfit who will go and win it. Newcastle Town were there at the top for so long, but it was only going to last so long. At the same time, you know, they've got lots of players in their side that can cause problems. But unfortunately, you know, these are the sort of things that can come back to haunt people in the season. When you have such a good run with such quite a small squad, you can't always keep it up. And Michelover have been professional. They've been classy. They've had huge wins over teams. They've gone to difficult places, got points there. And I'm a little bit sad for Newcastle Town because they run their club very well and obviously being a main team that we cover. But it was one of those things that, you know, when you look at Michelover's home form, they've only lost two games at home this season. And when you do that, you're in a good position perhaps to go on and win the league. And I think they will. But it's games in hand that there's such a... So the main really talking point in this division, I always find myself covering the same ground where you say, you know, when you look at the table, Spalding have got games in hand, but of course you never say, Ben, how many games they've got in hand, because you look up and you've got a team that I'm seeing Sheffield are on 27,
yeah,
and yet Sutton Coldfield are on 35, so there's no way to look up to. I think you just have to take it one game at a time, and if you can put a run together like Michelover have, yes, they've had a few blips like their home defeat to Kidsgrove, but they won there last week, and if you can do that, then you're going somewhere to winning the league perhaps.
We assume that Michelover Sports I've got the league sewn up in early March and we can move on further down the table. League Town for me, or for a lot of people around the table at the Evostic MPL show, have been favourites. Are they totally out of it, but with 28 games played?
It's an interesting question. They've got this ability, and I've watched a lot of them recently, actually. I hadn't watched much of them early in the season, but I was a big follower of them last season, and I've grown to watch I think three of their last five home games, so I've got recent coverage of them, and they've done well, but obviously they had that terrible evening against Carlton where they were 2-0 up at half-time and went on to lose the game 3-2. And it proved an absolute nightmare night for Lee Caswell and his team. Unfortunately, what happens over time is that they become more and more games behind because they've got a terrible pitch at Harrison Park. And although the groundsman does a wonderful job to get the games
well covered,
on.
Well covered. Well done. Well,
I have to say that because he's vice chairman at Kidsgrove as well.
All right, okay.
But no, it is a terrible pitch. And he'll say himself that there's no drainage. You know, unfortunately, there's only so much you can do. And it came back to haunt them last season. It's done it again. And 28 games, if they were behind on games last season because of their superb trophy run. Yeah. They had the FA Cup run this season, so they're behind again. And I think that they'll have to settle for the playoffs. They've lost Johnston, who was superb for them last season. They've just lost Matt Bell to Kidsgrove, where it's clear that he had a fallout in the League Town camp. And Matt Bell is last season was the best left-back in this division. He's not a left-back anymore, but they play him in midfield. But he is a super, super player. And the loss of them two has really hurt them this season. They've got some decent players. Sean Kinsella come in the summer. And a few who can cause problems. But, you know, when Jordan Johnson scored 33 goals, I think, last season, and he hasn't gone anywhere near that, because he's been on the bench, and Leek have had to change the system. They have got goal scorers, but it's proving more and more difficult to play on that pitch. And that's they don't want to use it as an excuse, but no. Deep down, that's their problem.
But if they're approaching nearly three games a week for a while now, aren't they? Pretty much. But just to say, if we say Leek Town and Spalding, we mentioned both of them have got games in hand. When it comes to the playoff picture, are we assuming Newcastle Town and Sutton Coldfield have done enough?
I'd hope so for both of them. I think Sutton Coldfield have done really well this season, and they were leading the way for so long, and they've just fell behind in the end. But I'd assume they would. You know, Gresley have done well this season, but I don't see them making a late charge, although their home form is superb. So it'll be difficult for them. I think Stafford as well. Are very, very inconsistent. I mean, they're starting to not lose many games. When they can't win, they draw, which is a good sign of a team who could make it into the playoffs. But they've got a lot of work to do. I mean, one league defeat at home all season says it all for them. So they need to try and push forward. Stafford against Spalding have been superb, and it would be a breath of fresh air if they could get into the playoffs for the league itself.
It's looking all very interesting, isn't it? From who up would we say? Probably from Gresley up for those remaining four playoff spots. It's with the games in hand, it's all very interesting. Just to move down to the bottom end of the table, you've got you're heavily involved now with Kidsgrove Athletic, aren't you?
Yeah.
Again. Down the bottom, it's looking quite interesting, isn't it, for survival this year?
Well, I mean, you know, Rainworth have looked down and out this season, and yet they picked up a win at the weekend. Brigg are gone, I'm afraid. You know, they can, to be fair to them, they can score goals. I mean, whenever they lose, they don't lose 7-0, they lose 7-4, you know. Yeah. So they're not a bad outfit going forward, but they're gone. Kidsgrove, obviously, are heavily involved with the manager, and he keeps saying to me, you know, it'll be tough, but we'll do it. He thinks it'll go down to the last game of the season. It is huge if Kidsgrove can stay up, because they have got the old chairman back, they've got the old manager back in Pete Ward, and those two can go places. They took Kidsgrove to new levels in this league, you know, to the playoffs on numerous seasons, and from what was an absolute disastrous summer where they got a stroke of luck staying in the league because of another team who I don't remember who they were now, but because they couldn't actually come up to the First Division South. It just shows the stroke of luck they had. But at the same time, you know, just a run of two wins could potentially take Kidsgrove up to 19th, mm-hmm. 18th, perhaps, as other results went their way.
I mean,
so
a lot of listeners might be surprised to see a team like Stocksbridge Park Steels down there. How have they adapted?
Well, this is it. I mean, you know, it's teams like that in this league, isn't it, that always seem to amaze you when they get dragged down. There's the one thing that never ceases to amaze me about non-league football is you can never write who will be down there, because if a team throws money at it in the summer, and it goes wrong, and perhaps an owner leaves, or just one person in one of these football clubs leaves, the whole thing can go pear-shaped. And you know, from our local clubs, I've seen that happen so often. You know, Norton, when they're off the trouble, problems leak with their pitch. You know, Stafford had a bit of trouble in the summer. Kidsgrove last summer. You know, Newcastle Town have been stable. But that's four teams I've mentioned then, with just a slight thing going wrong that's halted their progress. And, you know, that happens with every other club in this division. And Stocksbridge are a huge club. You know, that they had some good results obviously last season when they're in the league above. So it's absolutely a disaster really for them to be that far down. But again, at the same time, if with the season they've had, it's just about getting as far away from that battle as you can now, because you don't want to be stuck up in that.
I mean, we've got a few more shows left to do. We probably will get you back on, Robin, because you are excellent.
Yeah, thanks.
Right, so I'm gonna safely say, hand on heart, Michelob Sports have nailed the league this year. Who's going to make the playoffs, if you assume that's true?
Well, you see, there's two different things with me. I hope, but I also think. I'm gonna go with Newcastle Town. I think that Leek will make the playoffs. I think that Sporting will make it. And I think that Sutton Coldfield will, and I don't think Stafford will, which is a big call.
That is a big call for Stafford Rangers. I'm sure they'll thank you for that. But and relegation, can Kidsgrove stay up?
Oh, I really hope so.
That's not what I asked.
I think Stocksbridge will be fine. I think Market Drayton should be fine now. So I think it will be Rainworth and Brigg. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Robin Gray, presenter from the Staffordshire Football Show on Not FM. Thanks for joining us, mate, and have a good recording tonight.
Welcome back to The Magnet here in Stockport for part number 3 of this month's EvoStick NPL show. And Berkey can't see what I'm doing here, but I'm basically saying, look, your microphone's down. Is that rustling of the pork pie you're doing? Right, so welcome to this final part of this month's show. Around the table, we're joined by the great and the not-so-good of the NPL world. We've got Swampy from 5 Live and FCM Radio.
Chin chin.
From Radio Manchester and from next season's NPL side, Hyde. Ian Burke.
Hello, everyone.
We've got James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group.
Hello.
How do you get in touch with them, Ben?
Wait your turn. And from the non-league review, we've got Stuart James.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
But enough about everyone else. It's the NPL Facebook group sponsored by EvoStick, which is important. You can get involved with that delightful social networking site where everyone has to use their real name nowadays.
Yes, they do.
I got banned, you know, for a moment or two.
Did you?
Yeah. Apparently they didn't believe that my real name was Mancunian Candidate.
Sorry, there's a bit of our profile this week as well.
So, T-Got, tell us, what correspondence have we been seeking this month?
So, tonight I've asked basically the same question we've all asked tonight. Coming up to the final couple of hurdles for the season, which dark horses have dropped away? Obviously, I've got to get in somewhere. And what's basically the teams that are looking forward for the rest of the season. So, correspondents, starting with Trevor Oakley. Rose Darlow fans are starting to get a bit nervous after a few defeats. Got to find form in the face of a tough run-in. Rob Lloyd, hails Owen. FC United have been the best side the Elks have faced this season. They should go on and win the league. I guess it depends on whether they bottle for it or not. Stampy.
Good evening, Stampy. More beer, please.
Yep.
Thank you, Stampy.
Squeaky bum time for Stamford. Hoping we can win at home for once against Marine. Hard to say who's going to win the league. Haven't seen FC United yet this season. Blythe will be up there, though. Mark Joyce from Buxton. Big month. A lot of teams playing each other at the top. The Bucks have Ashton at home on Saturday. The Bucks are going through a very bad patch at the moment. Very poor Belpool against Belpool last Saturday. Need to improve big time to get to the playoffs. And then finally, Jordan Rowcroft, a newcomer. Spennymoor have done well to stay in the playoff places after a few disappointing draws in recent weeks. They need to pick up the pace if they want to finish second or third.
That's a newcomer.
Yeah.
Welcome. What was his name?
Mr. Jordan Rowcroft.
Welcome, Jordan. Absolutely. Welcome. So we've just been discussing with Robin Gray there all things Division 1 South. So just to say, that box is well and truly ticked.
I tell you what,
I fully agree with him.
And he knows his onions.
It's now time to jar our eyes to Division 1 North. And at this moment in time, Salford City are out in front by 3 points, but Darlington do have 3 games in hand. But I remember that being a lot more. 2 games in hand, rather. But I remember it being a lot more than that.
It certainly was. Darlow have had a little bit of a wobble recently, haven't they?
A Darlow wobble.
Yeah, well, Salford, they're doing what they've been doing all season. Well, most of the season, I should be saying. Winning the games quietly, going about the business. Darlington, though, they went on a tremendous run, didn't they? They won something like 10, 12 games on the spin, just flying through it. And they've reverted to type, basically. They've lost a couple of games. You're allowed to lose a couple of games. There's no problem with that at all.
You know
it
about
happens.
That one, you're in fairness, as a Hype fan.
Well, we've been reverting to type then for the last 2 seasons. Darlington won't wobble for the rest of the season. They'll pick up the form again. Farsley, you know what? They've turned into a very good side recently.
I've got to sort this out, right? Farsley are currently 8th.
Farsley will be in the playoffs.
Over 6 clubs there. Mention the customary name of Farsley in this section. They get mentioned every month.
Everyone chuckled at me last year when I said Farsley, they'll be within a whisker.
You haven't got a great deal of vision, that's your
they'll
problem.
Be within a whisker of the playoffs, and I was right. Farsley this season will be in the playoffs. They've got Alex McQuaid there, former Hyde captain at centre-half. They've got
to him on Monday.
They've got I knew he was there. Not only
he sounds like a PI from a US 1970s programme, isn't he? McQuaid, got he's here. For Farsley. Here he is, lad. How are they?
They've got
come on, let's do this.
Berkey's refusing to mention who's going to win the league, but I'm gonna push this now. Is it going to be Salford or is it going to be Darlington or... Or could Northwich pull out their bag?
Well, for me, in all fairness, I think it's Darlington's to lose. They have the 2-game advantage. We've said it for a little time. In fact, we had the Salford manager on last month, and he himself said it was for them to lose. The game when Darlington went to Salford, we all said that Darlington could afford to lose that game and still win the league with the games that they had in hand. I think Salford have got a good impetus at this moment in time, and in that respect, they've got a manager as well, who is young, he's vibrant, he's got a good team spirit within that squad there as well. I would think, now where Salford are, I don't think we will relinquish that spot if they continue to win, and I fully expect them to win. It depends what Darlington can do with those 2 extra games, but I am in agreement with my comrade to my left, where I think Spennymoor, with 28 games played, are really on form. They're scoring lots of goals. They've got the second best defensive record in the league with 29 against. I think they'll be right in there. Farsley, I think everyone that's seen Farsley this season will say, what a good team. Mm. It's a tall order because Drawsden are there as well. But it's a tall order for them. But they have games in hand. They've got 4 games over Drawsden. They've got 3 or 4 games over most of the teams around them. I'd expect them to be in there. Who's going to win the league? Salford for me. And then there's a pack behind them. Well, I thought Darlington were going to win the league, but I think Salford now, I think they've got a belief that they're going to win the league.
Let's just focus on the pack behind, because it could go either way with Salford or Darlington at this moment in time. Warrington Town, I'm only mentioning them now because they've made headlines all year. I've been in the bottom half of the table all season, and now they are 11th, but with games in hand still, and only 7 points from the playoffs.
Realistically, they've only got 1 game in hand on the teams in around the playoffs or occupying the final playoff position. So you might say they've got games in hand. They've got 1 game in hand on Bamber Bridge, who occupy that last spot, and 7 points behind them. It's still... They're not going to make it.
I tried Warrington. I did try. Well, James.
Thing is, if you're including Warrington, you've got to include Mosley. And this season,
include Mosley. Go for it.
I was going to say, even though after seeing them against Radcliffe, when they absolutely demolished us 4-1, they're the strongest Mosley team I've seen for a long time. I've seen them against FC in the Manchester Cup a couple of years ago when they gave you a proper go.
They did, yeah. They're a good team.
They've always been a good team, but this year they've looked even stronger.
So, Paddy him.
Down. Yeah.
Discuss.
Down.
However, above them...
Great hash browns.
Above them, we've got New Mills.
Great hash browns, Paddy him.
Roy Sewell's New Mills. And obviously, in November's show, I think he did a very good bit of radio, which I did put forward to Sona, but they said no. But
it involved like pitches, weather.
I put the Untouchable theme music under it as well, and they weren't having it.
They're scared, but, and that's why.
New Mills.
I think he was coming for.
New Mills are currently 2 points ahead of Padiham, but they're only 9 points behind Radcliffe Borough with 4 games in hand. Now, Swampy, you were adamant that we should discuss this relegation battle down the bottom.
It's
like some kind of weird 1980s Russian chess match, which used to go on for 18 days on Channel 4, from memory. This is tense, isn't it?
I mean, Padiham are down. There's no question about that, as far as I'm concerned. New Mills have half a chance. You know, they've played 4 games less than Radcliffe Borough, and only 1 game less than the likes of Prescott Cables. I know he's rung in the changes in the last few weeks, about 11 or 12 new players. Again, the curse of the 90-minute goal on Saturday. They got beat. Yeah. You know, it was one apiece, 90 minutes on. They lose the game 2-1. And I think from a New Mills perspective, I mean, they've been punching above their weight, in all fairness, for about 3 or 4, 5, maybe 6 seasons. 2 seasons ago, they missed out on the playoffs. They got beaten in the semi-final by Trafford, who are obviously suffering this season. So there is potential there. It's just a question of whether or not, you know, these clubs, let's not forget, there's a lot of them in this division, they're sort of the low half. We've talked about the likes of Salford City, we've talked about Darlington, we've talked about Northwich Vicks, we've talked about the likes of Warrington Town. There's big money in them teams. Mm-hmm. This team is the most unequal division I have ever witnessed.
Radcliffe Borough.
Yeah.
Radcliffe Borough just got mentioned. You've had an embargo. You've had a change of manager now.
Twice in 2 weeks.
What do you reckon to this? Because it could go either way, this, couldn't it?
Yeah. The only... with how it's going with Radcliffe, we've got the hat out of the bottom four teams, obviously. I'm going to include Prescott Cables with.
Yeah, I think you should do so as well.
We've got the hardest running going in, because we've got to go to Scarborough. We've got to play Spennymoor. We've got Salford yet. We go to Drawsden on the last day. However, the only thing working in our favour is... New Mills have got to play Prescott. New Mills have got to play Padiham. Last day of the season, it's New Mills Darlington. If Darlington haven't won the league, they can't afford to drop the points. If it's the other way around, they might.
Of help course, New yeah. Mills out. No, I concur.
It's now time to draw a line under this month's EvoStick NPL show. And what a journey.
Awesome.
And what a journey.
It's been the least people around the table, but the longest podcast.
It's been the longest podcast ever.
It's not ever.
So
we can be that next month.
We can, and we will. I've done a 24-hour marathon commentary, Swamp, and it feels longer than that.
In fairness, you were asleep for the vast majority of it, shivering in a corner.
How dare you? I did not
fall
asleep.
I left you a bottle of Mountain Dew as well.
I was shaking in a corner, right, and I was saying why, but I was not asleep.
That was at 11 o'clock.
So
we've been there 2 hours. I commentated on every single game.
Yeah, I know.
I want to beat this. You all want to beat on
my it. Own. Anyway.
Then we've got the teams. I don't know they do it every year.
So.
Do they?
There you go.
Yeah.
So.
Fantastic. They play 24-hour football.
So.
On your own, not a chance, mate.
Easy.
So.
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 So. So. So. So. So. So. So. So. So. So.
That is the end of this month's EvoStick NPL show. My thanks to you, dear listener, for putting up with this. But it's now time to leave. Thank you to Stuart James from the Non-League Review.
Yes, FC United, Salford and Micklover for me too.
Thank you to James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group, which you can get involved with at...
facebook.com/groups/the NPL or on Twitter at the NPL group. And we've actually got Eric Bristol following us now as well.
No way!
Yes.
Really? Who's he a fan of?
Leak.
Right, so thank you to Ian Burke from BBC Radio Manchester.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
And thank you.
Said loosely.
To Swamper from FCM Radio and BBC Radio 5.
And I'd just like to thank Mr. James to my right hand side, Mr. Stuart James, for agreeing with the three teams that are going to be promoted this season.
Next week there'll be an EvoStick Extra.
EvoStick
Extra.
Need a bigger van.
So that is the end of the show. Thank you for joining us.
Well done, Ben.
Forget.
Thank you to you, Ben.
Can I just say, the third part of this show 35 minutes is always the longest. Always.
You know why, Ben, don't you? Because that's the beer.
Yes, that's
we,
true.
We tend to have a few drinks during the entire...
Say, if it doesn't make the edit, Swampy's that drunk, he's giving me a tenner to get home in the taxi.
No, no. I bet I gave you a tenner, never to come back.
So from everyone here at the award-winning Magnet, we'll see you next month. Goodbye.
The EvoStick NPL show was brought to you in association with EvoStick, proud official sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.